Yesterday, when Brian Enton from News Nation joined us on the air, I was a little hesitant. I thought the corner really isn't going to come out with too much information. But boy, it was big information about the Gabby Petito case yesterday, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. He said more than many of us expected. Of course, there was a lot he couldn't talk about because of the ongoing FBI investigation. But he did confirm the full cause of death, which was manual strangulation throttling, which was, having covered this for a month, it was difficult to sort of hear those details. Obviously, thinking of Gabby Petito's family, having to learn that that Gabby died such a brutal way.
So, Brian, that begs the question, because I always wonder, when you have an assignment like this and you work for News Nation and your job is to get the story and stay on top of every detail regarding this because it has captured the nation's attention, do you somewhat get emotionally involved? Like, do you feel for her family? Because you're the person that's got to interview them and talk to them.
Yeah, of course. I mean, there's no way you can. I mean, we're all human, right? I obviously, in my reporting, I stick to the facts and, don't give my opinion at all in anything. But it's hard not to get sad certain days, especially like there were 2 days in the last month that I would say really sort of hit me and hit our crew. And one was definitely yesterday, learning that it was indeed strangulation. Again, just sort of thinking about what that must have been like at the end of Gabby's life. And then the other day was a couple of weeks ago when the body camera video came out, and just seeing her there crying and sort of realizing that was just such a difficult situation. It's hard not to get emotional at times.
And for people that might not be aware of this case, because believe it or not, I do have a couple friends that say, I can't pay attention to any of that because it's too much. So give us a timeline of what happened. We have a girl who's a big social media star traveling and her boyfriend is with her. And then take it from there about how this is unfolded.
Yeah. So basically, sort of the short version is Gabby Petito was on this amazing road trip with her fiance, Brian Laundry. They were traveling across the country in all the national parks. They had a YouTube channel and an Instagram and all these amazing videos. And they just looked like this beautiful couple living, their best young life. And Brian shows, they were all living it out of a van, by the way, sort of a camper van. Brian shows back up here in Florida about a month ago, a little more than a month ago, without Gabby, without his fiance in her van. And it sort of just unraveled from there. Eventually, Gabby's body was found in Wyoming. It was confirmed to be a homicide. Yesterday, we learned that it was strangulation. Meanwhile, her fiance, Brian Laundry, has totally disappeared. He is now a fugitive. He's wanted right now for bank fraud for using Gabby's credit card or debit card after she went missing. So he's not wanted for the killing, but all of this is still very much under investigation.
Okay, and I would guess, as just a bystander who watches this, that's what angers me, to think that he's just being charged. Because if you are with that person, and I believe police were called in Utah, correct, because there was a domestic incident. And that's where you're talking about the body cam footage. So they had documented that there was a domestic incident between the two of them. And then you come back and you disappear. To me, I'm thinking, why is he not, why isn't there some kind of charge that links him to this potential crime?
Yeah, a lot of people have been frustrated, especially because, even before he was charged with this debit card fraud, there were weeks that went by where he was just not even a person of interest and people couldn't understand it. But talking to law enforcement experts, they have to build the case out. Oftentimes what they'll do is they'll start with a smaller charge like this bank fraud charge. And then once they can find the person and bring them in, then they can sort of layer on from there.
Because it's an emotional case, and I think that's why some of us follow it. It does hit me emotionally. And I will tell you, there was a time when I interviewed a psychiatrist on the air, and they had indicated that sometimes when it's a strangulation or something like that, that's not like a random person comes up to you on the street and doesn't know you and strangles you to death. They had indicated that sometimes that's a sign of somebody so angry and wanting to shut you up. And often they find that when someone has been strangled to death, it is somebody that is close to them. Has there been any talk or any you know, scientists that have come out and supported that idea?
Yeah, so everyone that we have talked to that is sort of an expert in the field has said that strangulation is obviously a crime of passion. I mean, the way you basically just described it, you know, it's a very intense thing. And I don't want to go into too much detail because it's just so disturbing. But the fact that it's strangulation slash throttling, that's the official cause of death. I mean, that's even more sort of violent and extreme than just strangulation. It's almost like a back and forth.
Yeah.
Motion happening. So, I mean, it's just awful.
And so does the charge change today? Do we get from the credit card theft business into, hey, he is definitely a murder suspect?
So we don't know. I mean, the FBI and the U.S. attorney are very, very tight-lipped. Yesterday, it was just the coroner by himself in Teton County giving this press conference. The FBI and the U.S. attorney were not there. They've released nothing. What we've heard could possibly be happening behind the scenes is there could be a grand jury being summoned, going over the evidence that the feds have so far, and then they could be perhaps the one that make that decision. But the bottom line is, I mean, they don't know where Brian Laundrie is anyway. They've got enough right now for him to be a fugitive. It's a manhunt. So you know, step number one, it seems, is to find this guy.
And before we were hearing from people, and of course, a lot of people come out of the woodwork and go, I think I saw him, or I saw him there, or maybe he left these footprints here. Has that kind of died down, or are people still saying that they see him?
It's died down a bit. We get a lot of reports of possible Brian Laundrie sightings. There was a lot along the Appalachian Trail, and they do investigate. The FBI goes out and investigates, but it seems most of these people have really good intentions and really do believe they saw Brian Laundrie, but he's kind of a common-looking guy, and I think a lot of people are just mistaken.
And what about the internet sleuths, the people who spend time online trying to solve these cases? Are they still reaching out to you?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they're working around the clock, still going over every little piece of evidence that they can find, surveillance video that they find on their own, still looking over all the Instagram posts. And now there's sort of this new thing where people are trying to find Brian Laundrie on social media. Like, people are convinced that they've found accounts that he could be using and going back and forth with those accounts. So, yeah, they're still very active right now.
It really is something that's going to eventually turn into a Dateline show about 20 years from now, you know, when everybody else has forgotten it and it's been solved. So protect your heart, because I know you're a very strong journalist and I know that you present the facts. But boy, when you've got to be outside those homes and dealing with those families on a daily basis, that's got to take a toll on you.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, we're trying. You know, it's like you want to stay on the case. Obviously, we're very invested. But at the same time, you know, like you said, you kind of have to take a little moment for yourself, because it's some of this. I mean, like yesterday, again, with these autopsy results, I mean, it's
too
just
much.
Awful, awful.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
Brian Enten from News Nation. If you want more on the case, you should follow him on Twitter. You'll find everything you need to know right there.